This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop. Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And for the second day in a row, I got to kick off the mixtape with some breaking news. And we were just
Lopez.
Yeah. I didn't do anything. I feel guilty, though.
Lopez out here sniping, dog.
I do feel guilty.
Yeah, classic rock legend of the Black Sabbath, Ozzy Osbourne. Has passed away at the age of 76. And, this one, you know, I know.
It's a tough one, man.
Yeah, I know people get older and stuff like that, but that one hurt, man.
Good run, though, right? 76?
76. Lived his life, baby.
Good run. And he lived 76. Not 76 hard, but he lived a good amount of
hard. He was just performing, according to Lopez.
Yeah, I mentioned it this morning, and now I feel guilty. We were talking about...
You should!
This is... This is about as pure rock and roll song as there's ever been. Especially right here.
Is this your favorite?
Of his songs, for sure. But it's just a pure, pure, we are rocking now. You hear this? You're rocking. You're rocking now.
If you driving around the city, you see somebody playing this, you're like, okay.
All right.
I see what type of time you on, man.
Yeah.
And they might have a certain look.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I've seen him in concert. I saw Black Sabbath in concert in high school. So this wasn't the time that he peed on the Alamo. It was before that.
Well,
he got banned from ever performing in San Antonio again.
That'll happen. Honestly, you get banned for peeing on most things. Like, if you pee on a thing that is not a toilet seat, for the most part, you get banned.
Yeah. Yep.
This is mine too, right here.
That's yours. I like Paranoid and Iron Man. I mean, it's rock. I mean, you are rocking. You put Ozzy Osbourne or Black Sabbath on.
They be playing this at the stadiums, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
It gets the people going.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah.
I remember very vividly. I think it was the time before that he peed on the Alamo, but it was. I got to stay quiet.
It's the drums that get me every time. Do you have any apologies that you want to throw out here, Lopez?
No, I just feel bad. I mentioned it.
Apologize to his family, man.
I sincerely apologize. I don't know if I jinxed it.
Thank you. Ozzy Osbourne passed at 76. We learned that today.
Yeah, man. Prayers to his family and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Legend, man.
Legend.
That's a legend, man.
Yeah.
So I continue on the mixtape. I wish I could play some more. Black Sabbath, man. I just canceled the show and just put my headphones in.
It's Black Sabbath Tuesday.
Yeah, I know what I'm listening to after the show.
Me too.
But, rest in peace. But, I ran across this a website or article talking about how this lady who just got married, she came up with an agreement, not a prenup, but actual agreement for her and her husband to sign before they tied the knot.
Okay.
So kind of a pseudo prenup, but not about money.
Well, I'm going to go through this, okay. I think I'd rather have the prenup rather than this list she came up with. So they got a lot of clauses in here that's even way further than the prenup, and I kind of want to go through this and kind of get your reaction to it. So the first one is spousal political alignment. So they agree never would they change their political belief between during marriage, locking them in from day one.
That is one of the dumbest things I've ever heard in my life. Like, just the idea that
I can't change my mind.
That is exactly. It's not about politics.
Yeah, I can't change my mind. Oh, see, so I got to stick with one party.
I heard that differently. I think now I know where you guys are, and I agree with you. But I heard it as like, I'm not gonna vote like you vote just because we're married. You know, like you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, that's how I interpreted that.
Yeah, but at least not
like you can't change your mind.
The way that this was thrown up to me by you, Figgy.
That's what I thought it was. Yeah. Okay.
Because the way a lot of couples ultimately,
so they could come in with different beliefs and they got to stay with that belief.
That's dumb. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, that sounds silly.
But if it's, I look at it as like, oh, just because you're voting for this person doesn't mean I'm going to vote for him too, just so you know. I think that's how I look at it.
Yeah, if it's that, then it makes a level of sense. The idea of, this is what you believe, so don't get out here and changing up on me. But what happens if information changes, friend?
Yeah.
What about this one? Income parity requirement. So both must earn equally at all times, a strict 50-50 split to prevent financial imbalances.
Who is this woman?
This is all theoretical because I don't know what life you live in where jobs are so abundant and jobs come at the same time in that
50-50
way.
50-50 straight down the line.
And whoever put this clause in, I'm guessing it was the woman because she shared the agreements, is the most insecure person you could ever meet.
Yeah.
Like, you can't make more than me. Why not?
Yeah. Nah, I would have said, just give me the prenup, man. Mm-hmm. Look, whatever I bring into this marriage, I take out.
Yeah.
And you could take whatever you brought in. Here's another one. Marriage expiration date, or every 7 years.
Is it weird that in an experimental sense, I kind of like what we're doing here?
The 7 year thing?
Just the idea of, hey man, we got to get back into the negotiating table and make sure we all still in on this. So, like, I do appreciate the idea of, hey.
I've mentioned that on this show before. Pretty much saying that vows automatically expire every 7 years unless both choose to reapply to stay married.
Nah, I don't like it.
I think it sounds wilder than it really is. I think it's kind of harsh to be like, we no longer married if we don't come. But I do like the idea of giving yourself a periodical time to make sure, hey, let's check in and make sure it's good. But then also, hey, man, we've all been in a place where people get complacent and don't keep the, if there's a timeline, we coming up on that free. It's a contract year, baby. It's a contract year. You want to get some contract years in there, don't you?
Hey, some of us reaffirm our marriage every day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And some don't.
I was about to say, and are those people with us in the room right now?
And some of us do not.
All right, what about this one? Emotional labor audits. So they'll log and track mental and relationship work like emotional support and household tasks to ensuring equal effort.
I don't even know what she's trying to say.
Yeah. It's a good idea to try and ensure equal effort. Yeah. It sounds wild to be like, now we have to do, we have to keep books on this.
Emotional support?
This one right here is my favorite one. Temporary marriage suspension. Mm-hmm. So either spouse can call a one-time, three-month timeout once every 3 years if things get tense.
All right, but what happens if I get the challenge right? Do I get to keep my three-month timeout and come through back? What are we doing here?
She just wants to mess around. No, that's what this is. She wants to go play.
I'm like, you want a break?
She wants to go cut it up a little bit for about 3 months.
Also, isn't this implied with any marriage? At any time, you gotta be like, hey, I need a break. Like, I feel like people are just like, hey, what am I gonna do besides take the break? I feel like that's kind of in there. It's really just the codifying of any of this is kind of weird.
Here's another one: full partner surveillance.
So, no.
So each can track each other's location using apps, claim it is for safety, though it raises privacy concerns.
They always claim it's for safety.
Yeah, my wife is one of them.
Yeah, always.
She got my location right now.
What if I'd
be worried.
What if I can't find you? Okay, ain't gonna happen.
What's funny is if y'all both come to this, like, it does not strike me as weird by any means. Mm-hmm. It really is the idea that up front, it's a must. It feels like you ain't got no trust, which I feel like trying to do any of this under a level of no trust is a bad idea.
I realize my wife is just nosy because she got like 6 or 7 different people location. And she mentioned one time she didn't even realize what she was saying. She's like, yeah, sometimes I just look to kind of see. Everybody, I'm like, so you using this as like a social media account?
Yeah, no.
You just being nosy, seeing where everybody at?
You can describe it and explain it however you want. It's spying. You're spying on your partner.
Yeah, especially if you're going to it all the time. In this case, don't ask me where I'm at. Mm-hmm. Don't call and say, hey, where you? No, go on the app.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Go look on
That's
the
right.
app.
That's why this is here.
Don't ask me no pointless ass questions.
That's like when my mom used to do this when I'd ask her any question. You go look it up. Look it up in the dictionary. Merriam-Webster, no.
All right, this is the last one, and this might be the banger right here. Mm-hmm. Lifetime marriage only clause. So if they divorce, neither can remarry, forever bearing remarriage to anyone else.
Come on.
This is a deeply unserious person.
It is.
Whoever wrote this up is a deeply
Just give me the prenup.
I sure hope the guy didn't marry this woman.
Yeah, I think
Every time. It's a pump fake that gets me every time.
Yeah, I think they tied the knot, so.
They did?
Yeah. I think they good, yeah.
Well, I don't know if they're good.
I don't know if
they're good. They're not good, to be honest.
Yeah. The question is how long they going to last.
7 years,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, at least. Yeah.
I think they have first contract.
They can't remarry.
He can't get married to somebody else.
Yeah. First contract, they like, hey, man, I'm out the game. It was a good run. I appreciate the city, but, you know, I have to do what's best for me and my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, so I got to show some love to some locals in Houston. So first, I got to give a shout out to FAO, which is a place in Midtown that have different arcade games. Mm-hmm. They have a bar, food, and all that stuff. It was a nice little chill spot people used to go to, had birthday parties and different little events. I used to go there all the time. Mm-hmm. So they are shutting their doors next week.
Oh, man.
So they're going to be... they're going to be shutting their doors next week. And here is the owners of FAO to kind of give us a little PSA on what's going on, what happened.
Hey, everyone. Adonis and Bronson here. As y'all know, owners of FAO here in Midtown of Houston, Texas. Just want to put out pretty much a public service announcement that we will no longer be here in Midtown. We will be closing our doors at the end of this month. This is definitely not the end of the road for us. We would definitely want to make sure that we give thanks to everyone that decided to work with us for an extended amount of time, a short time, whatever may that be. This is definitely not the last of us. Just us having a physical space like FAO, that's the end of that. We will be hosting a steak night on July 28th on Monday. So we would appreciate everybody if they could come out, show some love. Of course, I imagine people are going to be coming through throughout the next 2 weeks. And then our last day of actually being in business will be on that Thursday.
Yeah, so I just want to kind of give them a shout out, man. If you want to go real quick and go there before they close the doors.
Are they still going to be in business? That was a little vague.
Yeah, no, so that place is done. So they won't be in business.
They're just going to be doing something
else. It sounds like they might be working on something else in the future. But FAO, as we know it, is closing for good. And that steak night kind of sound pretty good.
Yeah, man.
Love me a steak night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, salute to them, man. It was a fun place, man. If you get a chance to go before they close, hit them up.
All right.
Pretty cool.
All right.
I'm going to keep my local thing going. Why is somebody calling me? Who the hell is this?
You at work and everything.
Yeah, it's probably a scam.
They were probably listening to Lopez earlier, and you're like, you know what? Let me call Figgy, see how you're doing. I don't want nothing.
I'm just seeing how you're doing.
Yeah,
I ain't want nothing. Get out of here. But I got to show some love, some more local love. Mm-hmm. John Lopez, you got a podcast called The Bite Meat Podcast.
I do. I'm very proud of it. Very happy with it.
You still do The Bite Meat Podcast?
Yeah, Bite Meat is the one that's really off the charts. Bite Meat is the barbecue podcast that's starting to take hold.
Okay. I just want to give a special shout out to
you, Figgy. That means a lot to me.
Yeah, so you got on the show. You got Captain Scott.
Captain Scott Knoll.
You got Captain Caleb.
Caleb and Captain Dean.
Captain Dean. Okay, yeah. So got a lot of captains.
I feel like I'm walking into a trap.
Yeah, I was like, why you not a captain?
I don't want to be a captain. That means
why not?
Because then you have to be a fishing guide, and I don't have the
time. It already sounds boring. I don't care anymore.
I've been asked to be a captain. Don't want to be a captain. I also feel like I'm walking into a trap.
That's right. I see it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just showing some love.
Okay. Well, thank you.
How many captains have you had on your podcast?
Well, these three every week, and then probably another dozen or so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just as guests.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So you might have had this captain on your podcast at one point. Here is a kid. I guess he was on the water. He was on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And he started getting a little disrespectful for some reason. And you could hear the captain in the back just letting them have it.
We were all fishing here. All right, bro. I'm not going to do this with you, bro. What are you trying to do, bro?
What are you trying to do, bro? You want
to
go?
I don't want to go. I want you to get the out of here.
No, I'm tough.
Bro, all right, bro.
We're all war veterans. We're all Marines.
Well, thank you for your service, bro.
And you're going to talk.
Thank you for your service, bro.
I'm 300 days a year.
Oh, this is the same guy we talked about before.
All right,
every
bro.
Every day, I'm the best charter captain you'll ever meet in your.
This is the guy that got arrested,
bro.
Right?
Cuss me out.
Chill, bro. Chill, bro. Please, bro.
Yeah.
Please,
we talked about this.
Please, bro. I'm a kid, bro. Please.
You brought this back around?
Yeah.
Here, but my buddy was on the boat. I'm a kid, bro. Please, bro.
I don't care. You don't cuss out.
All right.
To me.
Yes, sir.
This guy is insane.
Is he still in jail?
I don't know.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be. He should be out by now, right?
Wait, so this was just an elaborate plot to play the audio?
Yeah, I just want to play it. Yeah, I'm sure you had a couple captains. You probably had him on the podcast.
I took my 1.5-year-old granddaughter out for the very first time.
I saw that.
Did you see that? And every time we stopped, man, she's a chip off the old grandpa block here. Every time we stopped, she would take a rod out of the rod holder, like, let's go fishing.
Time to fish.
And I'm like, she could barely hold it. And then she tried to throw it into the water a couple times, but she's just casting. We'll work on that.
Casting.
She's casting the entire rod.
There you go.
Oh, real quick, I want to give a special salute to Rich Hill, who has, at the age of 45, has been called up to pitch for the Royals.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. 45.
Pitching today, I believe.
Yeah. They called him up today. He gonna start today.
I feel like I shouldn't say his nickname on air, but shout out to Rich Hill.
Yeah.
Still in the league.
Mr. Mountain.
Still in the league. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. That's Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on In the Loop. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something mixtape worthy. Reminder, it's a Texans training camp ticket Tuesday. We've been giving away a 4-pack of VIP tickets every hour to Texans training camp for August 1st at the Houston Methodist Training Center right there across from NRG Stadium. The tickets are courtesy of the Houston Texans, and we'll be giving away another 4-pack here next. But coming up next, we're getting ready to talk to the fellas of the drive, Clinton Ron. But before we do that, Rockets have another addition, and I've got to tell you, I think I love it. I'll tell you why next.
I think I hate it, and I'll tell you why.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.